You're listening to The Mindful Experiment. Here's your host, Dr. Vic Manzo. Welcome back to The Mindful Experiment. Excited to have you here as this week, this topic, I really want to dive deep into something that's going to rattle the cage a little bit. It's going to influence or showcase the matrix here in some way, shape, or form. I think it's very, very important. And I think it's very something to understand. You have two worlds that you can live in. And you could choose the 1.0 version, or if you want to call it that, and the 2.0 version. And we're going to dive into that a little bit. It's something I've been teaching for over 7 years. I actually learned about this about when I was in chiropractic school around 2008, 2009. I really was understanding the principle, but it took me a while to like go, oh, that's what you mean. We're going to get into all that. Just want to share with you, we've been having some great feedback on my new online course, Unlock Your Greatness. I've had people say that they've done much, much work in the quantum spirituality, self-help, personal development world, and so much more. And they're like, this really hits hard. Like, this is like really deep stuff. I've had some people had some huge aha moments. Some people had some big healing moments that have happened. And for everyone who started, who has jumped on board with the course, and I released it on June 9th, they're only 5 weeks in, because of the course you get when you start, it drips once a week. So you don't get everything at once. And there's a reason why I do that. Some people don't like that. That's fine. I don't want to give into a problem where it's just overload information. You just go through it. Yep, I did his course. That was great. And move on to the next. And you don't take in really what was taught. So I can't control all that. I can't control these things. But what I can do is give you 1 week at a time. And it just helps you to reflect on the material. For some people, they've gone back. I've had one person say, hey, they're 5 weeks in. They just finished up the video content for 5 weeks. And they're going, I'm going to finish the reflections and the guided meditations. And then I'm going to stop and go back and re-listen to everything again before going to the second half, because it has been such a game changer. There is a discount that I am offering, and it's only to the Mindful Experiment community. You get 25% off the program. All you have to do is click the link in the show notes. You put in the code, and it's down in the show notes for you. I believe it's Mindful Experiment. It might be 25 on there. And you go ahead and get a little bit of a discount off the course. And I tell you, it's the last 20 plus years of my life of what I've learned to really put together and what I've been teaching a lot of coaching clients, and not in this systematic way, but it was the premise of what I've been teaching, how to get them to a certain state. And so enjoy. And if you like what I'm talking about and you enjoyed the podcast, subscribe. And also join our Facebook group community. Like I said, we're going to start to, I got baby number two on the way here. So I'm waiting for that to happen and see how my life adapts to the new changes. And then once it does, we're going to start doing interviews again. We're going to start, or at least doing lives of the podcast recordings, where I have a set time schedule of where we'll be coming on live and doing things like that. So join it. We share some content every once in a while in there, and really trying to engage the community a little bit more. Today's topic is one that we have been conditioned. This is the 1.0 version of life, where in order to be successful, there are two things that you're going to have to do, right? And there's other ones, but this is what the business world, this is what life tells you. You've heard this. This is, your parents may have told you this. You've heard this over and over and over and over and over again. Hard work. It's going to be hard work. You're going to have to work hard. You have to grind. You have to show up every single day. You have to have sweat equity. This is a business principle. So business gurus still talk about, right? You have to put in the work. You have to do it. There's no easy way out. You have to work. You have to put in action. It's all about your action, 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 action. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you kind of know that where I'm going to go with this. If you haven't, stay tuned. Buckle up. This is going to be fun. So work, right? The other one about is the pain that you have to go through. No pain, no gain, right? You have to, there's life tuition. I have to go ahead and do X, Y, Z. The harder this gets, the more pressure that's put on me, the better. It's like an ego thing. You have to go through all this stuff to be successful. And yeah, this is a lot of people go, but you might be listening to this saying in your mind going, well, yeah, that's what you have to do. And maybe you've done that. You know, yeah, but it worked for me, right? How many big business people do you see? Who's the leaders in who's the new people now on Instagram and TikTok and all these things that people are following with podcasts? And they're saying the same thing. I had a grind. I had to hustle. I had to do this. I had to do that. I had to do this. I had to do that. And I put myself out there. I did. And all of a sudden, here's where I am, right? And I'm not saying that action isn't important, but it should be the least amount. And this is something I teach my coaching clients, that it's a 90-10 rule, really. And we'll talk about what that is a little later. But we're always looking at, we're supposed to be grinding, we're supposed to be hustling, we're supposed to be doing all this to be successful. You're supposed to work long hours. I mean, I think, I forgot who said this, but it was like, when you start a business, you're supposed to be working at least 90 to 100 hours a week. And I'm like, who said that? Like, who says that's supposed to be that way? Well, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to be just working and grinding and going out and just going until, you know, you just hopefully don't burn out in the process. And you hopefully don't, you know, have a mental breakdown, don't destroy your health or your marriage or this or that along the way. But hey, that's what you need to do if you really want to be successful in your business. Because if you're not, then you really don't want it. Addison, I've heard that before too, where someone's like, you really don't want it if you're going to really grind and hustle. And I'm just like, wow, we have things backwards. Wow, we got a lot of things backwards. And again, I'm not saying action isn't important. And I'm going to share some stories behind that. But today's episode, I really want to dive more into the mind aspect and really dive deep into understanding why intent, focus, and doing things in a short period of time, giving your mind rest, is so critical, right? Because here's the data. Now you could say, hey doc, I don't believe you. That's fine. You had a grind. Okay, it's fine. Over 60% of entrepreneurs are burned out. In my own profession in chiropractic, and I think the numbers are higher now, 50% of chiropractors go out into the world to be chiropractors, and chiropractors go out and practice after school. 50% of them are chiropractors, not practicing anymore. And I think some people say it's up to 60-something plus percent now. So we have 60% of all entrepreneurs, and I think that number is even higher, that are burned out. Burned out mean you have used up all the energy you can. You lost your creative power, right? Because burnout means you can't be creative. You lost your future planning, future thinking. You don't have a zest in life anymore. You become more pessimistic. Yeah, let me know how that works out for any business owner. But no, but that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to grind and hustle. It's not working. Over 60% of entrepreneurs are burnt out. I was one of those. So, then a lot of times, and you may be that person, if you've been in business or career, or whatever, and you're saying to yourself, man, this is really worth it. Should I be even doing this? I don't even know if this is meant to be for me. I I've been struggling. I'm hitting walls. I'm tired of it. You're trying to grow. You get some momentum, and bam, you get something that pushes you back. And the key factor is that no matter what, you're burned out and you're not going to have any growth. You have no energy to put into the system or to attract. If you have a low vibration, you're just going to continue attracting low vibes. It's just this is the way the law works, right? So you got to understand, like, you're overworked, you're exhausted, you're stuck in that hustle mentality, and you're like, I'm doing, and this was me. I'm doing everything right. I'm doing everything I'm told. I'm doing all what the business, I did everything the business gurus told me. When I first got in the business, I heard that CEOs, the top successful CEOs, read 60 books a year. I heard that Bill Gates read a book a week, something along those lines. And I read that all these successful billionaires and so forth were always reading. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to read. And so I had a long commute when I first got out. And I said, you know what? I'm going to get audiobooks. I'll just listen to audiobooks. It's the only way I can do it. I'll just listen to audiobooks over and over. And what I ended up doing, and I started tallying how many books I was going through, I would read over 80 to 120 books a year. And I did that for 5 years, right? So all of a sudden, did it work? Well, I did everything I was supposed to do, right? I had a coach, I had this. Well, guess what? I hit my financial peak, 5 years. Oh, absolutely. It was so amazing. I was so proud of myself in a sense where the business had gone to. I was burned out. I was exhausted. I wasn't happy. And then it was like, well, you got to keep grinding and hustling. You got to keep going. You just can't ever stop. And I'm like, hold up. This is backwards. Like, if this is how my chiropractic business is supposed to run, then I don't want to be a part of it. But I literally thought about leaving the profession because it was just the grind and hustle all the time. Never enough. What's the next level? If I made this level, then I got to go to this level. Then I got to go to this level. And for me, I was just like, there's something wrong with this. And so I took a really hard look at my life and I started to look up at everything that I learned. There were things that I were doing that was just working, but I wanted to shift my practice in a certain way. I created a practice that it wasn't me. It wasn't a product of me and how I like to look at health and holistic health and so forth. So I shifted gears and took a 40% hit on purpose. And I started to experiment with things and said, okay, what do I need to do different? Well, first, I don't want to work 28 hours a week. 28 hours plus working on the business plus all that, it's like a 60-hour week. I said, how can I make this more balanced? And so eventually I looked at my hours and I got as efficient as I could. And I went down to 14 and a half hours a week. 3 days a week I worked in my office. Two shifts, 1.5 hours in the morning, 3 hours in the afternoon. One day it was an extra hour in the morning. And I said, okay. I looked at it. I calculated. I needed data to make sure this was going to be supported. And it was. And it worked. Worked out phenomenally. We took a hit when we first did it, but man, it worked out beautifully. Then I was like, okay, what else matters to me, right? So I started looking at everything I learned and everything it was people was teaching in the business realms. And I did the total opposite. I even did this in chiropractic. I had a coach who told me if I wanted to serve families, I had to be open on the weekends. And I looked and I said, I don't work weekends. That's my family time. I need to recharge for the weekend. I need to be with my family. I need to go ahead and make sure that's the most important thing to me. And I'm not going to be a person who I've heard many chiropractors and many business people say, family's number one. But yet, when you look at their life, I kind of question it. And I'm not judging in any of the people that I say who I've heard say that many times. What that means, and what I want to just be very clear about this, it didn't reference to me when I say family's number one. I look at my week and I say, okay, how much time am I spending on work and how much am I spending on family? And I better make sure, you know, and I have my health and all these other things, but I was like, I have to make sure that family is the biggest thing that I'm spending time with. Does that make sense? So that's how I evaluate my life and make sure that I'm making family number one priority in my life. And if it's not, then there's a problem and I have to change things. And that's me being, having integrity with myself. So, but long story short, when I started to change things, I did something that is, I changed everything up and I went to follow what I knew. And everything changed from there. Did I make ever the peak money that I made before? No. But was I making more money and being more effective as a chiropractor? Absolutely. At least the time that I was using on there. So, you know, one of the things is if you're feeling burnout, you're going to need more rest right now. You got to give the brain a rest. You have to take breaks. One of the things I tell clients a lot, coaching clients, is that when they get into these ruts and they're starting to feel that way, I tell them stop everything and go do something that's fun. Well, I don't know what to do that's fun. Okay, well, I'm going to want you to spend a weekend doing some stuff. And every week for the next month, weekends, I want you to go out and do something that's fun. Yes, it may cost money, but if you don't have the money, if you're struggling a little bit right now and you don't want to spend, there are free things you can do too. Like you don't have to always spend money. Go out in nature and just hang out. Go take a nice hike through nature. You know, I live in Tennessee in Knoxville. We have beautiful waterfalls out here. And I'm always like, go hiking and go for the waterfalls and just enjoy it. So there's all these things that we can do. And this is where I tell people all the time, like, hey, these are the things that we can do and you need to reset. You gotta break the pattern. Because when you put too much energy into something, when you like have really too much hyper focus, you're not taking time to let it just do its work. It's like overcooking a meal, you're just gonna burn it. And it's gonna burn you out too. And so you need to take breaks. The brain is not a muscle. Even your muscles are the same way. If we want to just get into standard muscle physiology, if you work your chest every single day in benching and doing all these different things, and you work that out every single day, you know that it won't grow because you're not giving it time to heal. You're not giving it rest. Well, the mind works even more like that. Your mind actually gets more productive when you give it more time to rest. And that is one thing that I was learning, and I knew this before, but I just didn't apply it. So what I mean by that is, this is why I love when people say, I know that already. I'm like, oh, really? Tell me how you're applying that in your life. Because if you know it, you'd be doing it, right? And that was me. Oh, I knew so many things, but ask me how much I was doing at that time. And so I made it really imperative in my life. I stopped reading all these books. I just picked books. Like this year is 2025. I've read four books this year. Now, I've listened to four books on repeat, but 4 books. I have another one I just started. My goal is to get to 10, if it even comes to that, right? Because what I do is I take these books, I digest them, I learn everything I can. I take one thing I really like and I keep listening to it over and over, maybe a chapter, and I start to say, okay, how am I going to apply that in my life? And then I'll go to the next thing. So I'm applying these things because that's what I've learned I wasn't doing. And so let's get back to that. So, you know, when you look at the aspect of rest, I started to do that. And that's why I needed less time in the office so I could let my office grow. Now, when I started shifting my hours and doing what I did, I had experts telling me in chiropractic, oh, you can't do that. That's going to impact your business. You're a pediatric doc, all this stuff. Well, what's funny is when we went to 14 and a half hours a week, 6 months later, I hit the highest number I ever had. And that was during COVID too. Well, we were like that beforehand, but we hit records in that 6 months. COVID came, we hit records even higher. And I sat there and it was just, there's no ego here. What I needed to see that so I can have more confidence in what I'm sharing. Just being honest. And that's what I needed to see. And when I saw that, I go, huh, okay. I literally just chose and that was it. But what helped me was that when I was in that office, man, I was on my A game, 100% energy, intent, focus, just being with the patient, giving high energy adjustments, helping shift in any way possibly way I can. It was great energy. And then when I came home, I had a disconnect from it. And what it allowed me to do was disconnect and give me more space from the business. And what that did is allow it for it to grow. Because like in healing, all healing happens when we give more space to something. And the same thing with your business, the same thing with your life and your career and whatever you want to call it, even your relationships. Sometimes you just give a little bit of space, right? You get in an argument, you want to keep trying to, you keep going back and want to fight and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And you're like, what the heck? I have good intentions, right? I've been there, right? You have good intentions. You want to solve this miscommunication. You want to get past this point and nothing's working. Every time you get in, it's just more fire. It's like putting more oil to the fire. You're like, all right, what do you do? Give space. And then when you come back, it's like you talk and you're like connecting with one another. It's like all of a sudden the guard system's all down and you're like, wow, I can actually connect. So it's this kind of way of thinking, which is a 2.0, is less is more. And I've seen that in nature. I've seen that with my own chiropractic business. I've seen that in the coaching. Less is more. And so it's when you have the energy, let's say, you know, somebody asked me, man, I'd have patients in my old office where they'd be like, you just probably don't sleep. You have a coaching business, you have a podcast, you've written books, you have a family, you got this. And they're like, do you not sleep? Like, do you not sleep at all? And I'm like, if I told you how much time I actually spend on things, you would be like, you have a lot of time on your hands. I'd be like, I do. But I'm impactful with the time I do have. So I may have an hour here to work on the business. I'm going to do all I can. So I love AI now. Why? Because it allows me now, if it takes me an hour to do something, it's like literally 4 or 5 hours of work now. And I get done so much faster. And I can put things together and put stuff together so I can go ahead and do that. It helps me. It makes my life so much easier. So I'm able to still tackle what I need to and keep moving forward with all this stuff that I'm working on. And it's helped me on all of those other levels. So I love AI. I'll have to do a whole podcast on AI, and eventually maybe I'll interview somebody to a couple of different people in different sectors to talk a little bit about some stuff that I like that I've been using. But that's, you have to take breaks and you have to give yourself rest. Now everyone has all these different methods, the Pomodoro effect. You have this, you have other ones that are like, find the max capacity of what you can handle at a certain period of time. All I'm going to give you, I'm not going to give you all these strategies and systems. All I'm going to tell you is this. Give yourself space. Whatever works for you, it's a feeling that you're going to have to work with. Stop listening to all the noise and who tells you what strategy is going to work. And then you're going to go down that strategy and it may work for a little bit, which it will, because you're going to think it's new and your mind's going to bind to it. And then eventually it's not going to work and you're going to go off to the next thing. And you're going to find that rat race going down that pattern. And eventually you'll be exhausted too there. I teach clients very simple stuff. Here's the simple thing to do. Go what feels good. It's as simple as that. Take breaks when you need to. Give yourself space. Go have fun. Start to create separations and stuff. Give stuff space so it can grow. It's one of the most simplest things you can do. The more you can do that, the more things are allowed to grow. And you'll see that in every facet of your life, even with health and so forth. The problem in society today is the high achievers, the one that grind all day long, right? I love it. Some of these top motivational speakers still to this day say, And I check these out every once in a while. So it's not like I'm listening to them all the time, and I could be wrong. Like I said, AI makes my life a lot easier. So if I ever want to hear what's the top messages AI are saying, I'll put it within it. I have a certain way of prompting things, and I'll get the message, and it's there. Where it's like, you have to outwork your competition, right? You got to outwork it. Because if you don't, they'll eventually outwork. They'll be passing you up. Who wants, if your biggest thing is about being number one, let me tell you, you're going to be unhappy in the end. And it's not because even if you do get to be number one, you're not going to be happy. I wanted to be, and I was like this in chiropractic. At one point in my life, I wanted to be one of the best chiropractors there was, especially in the pediatric world and so forth. And it was about the impact in the community. But at the end of the day, who am I talking about? Am I talking about my patients or am I talking about myself? When I shifted gears, I threw all that out the door. I didn't need any of that because why I wanted that was because I needed to serve my ego because I had a low self-worth to tell me that I needed something externally to show that I was worthy. Now, I can care less. Now, I'm at a place in my life where I just know that I'm serving and I'm loving on people and that's all I care about. I'm helping change lives one patient at a time. And those who want to become part of my world and understand what I teach and help them in a process, great. And I've seen it. I was just literally talking to a patient yesterday. She's been with me for over a year. Her son's been with me for over a year. And her husband's been with me half a year. Things are changing for him. He's not quite, it's been so slow and, it's been a slow process because that's how it works. But it's like he's changing. He sees changes in his wife. She's seeing changes in him. And I look and I'm like, this is why I'm a chiropractor. This is why I'm there. Now, there are things I can recommend. There's things we can go even deeper with it, right? I tell my patients all the time, there's so much we can do. It's not like you just come get adjustment. That's it. There's a lot of levels to this. But at the same token, it's one of those things where, and I've heard this many, many times again with families. That's why I became so focused on families because let's face it, if you have a kid, it's stressful. If you have kids, you know what I'm talking about. There's a lot of ups and downs. You can be overstimulated, right? You have stuff going on. You have your own stuff. And then your kid's right there and they want your attention. They keep asking. They'll act out because they want your attention. They don't care how they get it. They want it. And then we yell at them because they're acting out, but really they're only acting out because you're not there emotionally. You're not there present-wise. You're in your head. It's stressful. And I've seen it over and over. And the reason why I can say this so confidently is because I've seen it so many times. I had one time there was I had family come in and then they referred mom and dad. So it was grandparents. So they came in. I was adjusting grandparents for about 3-4 months. Family's been with me for over a year and they've seen the results. So like we're never missing. We're so happy to get them in. But what the grandson said to me, which I one day he came in and the mom's like, he wants to share something with you. And grandpa was sitting out there. So the way my rooms were is they were semi-private. We had curtains on a door. So there was no door. It was just a curtain in the opening. And so we had it open. We didn't close it. And because the grandparents were going to come and get adjusted. So long story short, she's like, so-and-so wants to share something with you today. I said, yeah, buddy, what's going on? He goes, Dr. Vic, thank you for adjusting my papa. He's been so much nicer to me since he's been coming here. A little 5-year-old boy. And I went to look up and all I was just, because I was like, when someone's talking about someone and I know they're right there, I just naturally look up. So I looked up at him and he just went like this, the grandfather did. And I was like, oh man. And I understand the neuroscience why this works, but it was just, for me, that was like, wow, there's power to this. And this podcast is not about chiropractic, but this is what you could tell I'm very passionate about this. And the point I'm trying to make is you could see why that's all I care about is serving. I don't care about anything else anymore. I just care about doing that because that's all that matters to me. And the same thing in my coaching business, same thing with this podcast. Even with the podcast, like some people ask, do you still do the podcast? Holy cow. And I'm like, why not? I'm here to share. I have a community. I don't even look to see if it's growing or not. I don't look to see if I'm number 1% in the world anymore. I don't care about any of that. If you're listening to this, thank you for being here. Pass this on to someone that you think could benefit. So let's get back to the topic as we wrap this podcast up. Number one, give yourself breaks. Okay. Give yourself space is what I'm really trying to say. And if you're starting a new business, yes, you want to get it up and running as fast as you can. I get that. You have to give it space so it can grow. Give your mind a break. Your mind needs breaks. You need to escape different things. You can't focus all your energy into that. I'm sorry. It's going to go into a lot of what the gurus say. Because if you do what they tell you, you'll be burned out. You'll be exhausted. They feed a system to break more people down. In my opinion, they feed a system to break more people down and not empower them. Right? This is the matrix of how business should be. It should be hard. It should be painful. There should be a lot of struggle. You need to have sacrifices. No, you don't need any of that. You don't need any of that. And I'm doing this again through my whole chiropractic business. And I could tell you that when you are in a certain alignment, you don't have to grind and hustle and do all these different things. I'm doing so many things that I should be doing that I'm not, but yet my businesses are growing. And the purpose of that is again, what's my main intentive is I'm just here to serve. And I want to help people as much people as I can to whatever I can at this point. I'm not here to serve everybody. I'm here to serve who is willing to listen and wants to really make a radical change in their life. That's my chiropractic side. Same thing for my coaching side. I keep my coaching business to a certain level. And somebody say, well, you should be growing it. You should be expanding. You should want to have other coaches under you. Yeah, at one point I wanted that until I realized, no, I don't want that. Because all I want to do, what fulfills me the most? And that is what my vision was, is to help make radical changes in people's lives. And I know that one-on-one coaching does the best for that for me. Maybe one day I'll get into group coaching again, but for now, this is where I'm at. So you give yourself space for these things and it allows you to grow. Have more fun. Okay. Take breaks. Weekends, cut it off. Take your phone away. And I guess sometimes family members, people get upset because, like, hey, I text you. You didn't respond until like the next day at some other time. What happened? And I'm like, my phone's off at a certain time. I may check things just for patience, but I'm not going to respond. And I'll check these at certain times throughout the day. When I'm with my daughter, my phone's usually not with me. About 98% of the time, it's not with me, unless I'm checking the weather or we're looking at a video on something that I was talking about, some animal, or we're FaceTiming somebody. But other than that, it's usually not with me. And the reason that is, again, coming back to family and integrity. I want my daughter to know that I'm with her. She's the most important thing. Because unconsciously, when you're on your phone and you're with your kid, they see the phone more important than them. That's deep for some people. And I hope, and if it's hitting your stomach a little bit, as a parent, just be a little more aware of that. But give things space. All right. That's all I'm gonna give you right now. And how much space, how much time, go by how you feel. It's gonna be your best indicator. I'm not here to tell you systems, I'm not here to give you a little cookie cutter process. You're gonna have to do a little bit of the work. You're gonna have to figure it out a little bit. The more you can figure these things out, the more you can start to evolve to more what works better for you. Because we're coming to a 2.0 version, which is 2.0 version is you don't have to grind and hustle. You could spend 2 hours and put really good energy behind that, 1 hour, and you'll create bigger stuff like that than that. Second thing is, with the 2.0 version of the world, we're getting more into how energy is rather than the doing side. So you can do. Those days are over with. You can still go down that path. It's just going to be a bigger of a struggle. Or you go down the energy side. And that's going to be a whole different realm in a whole different way. And I didn't even share those stories. So that's what I got for you today. Share and like for someone you might. If you like what I'm talking about and these kind of concepts, you want to dive deeper for yourself and your life, check out the online course. It really goes deep. It's 10 weeks and it's very in-depth. You're getting over 10 hours of video content. There's guided meditations, journaling prompts. There's breathwork recommendations. There's so much there to dive deep into the course. And I'm telling you, it's well worth thousands of dollars. If I was going to run this course again, and if I was going to charge full price, it's over $2,000 easily for all the material and the content and the stuff that I'm sharing, that I'm jam packing into this. So check it out. If you like it, great. Join, get a discount. We're going to be holding the discount for a little bit, but won't be there forever. So make sure you take advantage of that. And always, thank you for tuning in. Subscribe, like, share, review if you really like it. And I will see you guys on the next one. Much love.
Thanks for tuning into the podcast. If you found this episode to be inspirational, pay it forward by sharing with someone that you know can benefit from this. If this is your first time tuning in, please follow us, connect with us so you don't miss another amazing episode. And until next time, keep rocking and rolling.